Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 169. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as a podcaster, as an artist, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. On this episode, I am talking about and updating everybody on where I've been. It's been a while since I've recorded. There's been a lot of things happening in my life, so I'll be talking about that. I'm also going to be talking about the future of The Ray Taylor Show. What is going to be happening with this show, specifically Ray's Days, with the other shows that are part of The Ray Taylor Show, movie review, TV show reviews, episode recaps, top five, all of that stuff. What's going on with The Ray Taylor Show? I will be talking about that in this episode, and I'm also going to be talking about updates on my artwork, The Many Faces. There's an upcoming group art show that I'm starting to prepare for. So all of those things. And as always, at the end of this episode, at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I share something that I am thankful for. So let's get into it. As people may know, may have noticed, I haven't released a new podcast in any form, in any podcast, in any of the multiple podcasts that I produce. Haven't released any episodes for by the time this comes out, maybe 3 weeks. I don't really know. Time is a very strange thing for me these days because I've kind of taken a break from stuff. And because of a lot of things going on. But the reason I took this break, the reason why it's been a while since I've recorded, is because my mom passed away. And it's a very strange thing. Because I wasn't very close with my mom, despite the fact that I'm an only child, despite the fact that she, you know, single parent, you know, my dad left when I was 5. But I spent a lot of my childhood with friends and friends' families. I've been pretty independent my entire life, either just being used to being alone. Obviously, that's one of the reasons why I'm an artist, why I got into art. You know, artists spend a lot of time alone. It's not a social activity, making art. It can be, but generally is not. Same thing with podcasting, you know, especially the current form that I podcast, recording by myself into a camera, into a microphone, nobody around except for my dog sleeping. And that's kind of because that's how I grew up. I'm also an introvert, so I kind of enjoy being alone. I enjoy my alone time. It's exhausting being around people, having to, have energy. You know, people don't like the fact that I don't talk a lot and I'm quiet. I'm more of a listener. And it's just, it's too much work. It's a lot of work to be around people. And I think a lot of that's just from how I grew up. So needless to say, and, you know, growing up, you know, people are who they are. And, you know, when I kind of went on my own after high school, never really had a close relationship with my mom growing up. Didn't change much once I left and kind of went on my own. And many years later, you know, I left the house after high school, 18 years old. I'm 42 now. And I found out very strange kind of a situation, via email. First email was kind of this, kind of ominous. Like, I knew, like, it didn't state exactly what the situation is, which I'm so frustrated in life. Not just this situation, but just in life. How so often people will talk around things instead of just coming out straight. This is similar when I was running a podcast network with a bunch of different, a collective of podcasts. And nobody would actually say things, say what they mean. They would hint, refer, infer, talk around, instead of just being blunt and to the point. What they like, what they didn't like, what they need, what they don't want. But nobody does that. Nobody speaks direct. It's so infuriating how rare it is for people to just speak directly instead of dropping hints. So I get this email, and I don't really have, usually before I get into everything, I'm kind of just going with the flow on this podcast. I didn't really prep normally for those that have been following along and pay attention to how I produce these shows. I've talked about it on this show a bunch of times, especially how I've changed things over the past year as far as my preparation and production of the show. I usually prepare what I call a script, but it's mostly just a page of organized notes in bullet point form so I don't forget to talk about things. And I'd spend Saturday doing that preparation, which is mostly for, you know, especially movie reviews, especially since I record so many episodes, so many podcasts. It's hard to keep that all in my head. And it's way easier just to write it down. And super convenient, especially if there's any kind of technical difficulties, I lose my place, something happens, I need to stop recording and then start again, I know where I was. And it also helps to make sure I don't forget to say anything that I want to talk about, to say. So I don't really do that. I do have notes in front of me, but I'm mostly just speaking in this episode. So forgive any tangents, any unorganizedness. My brain hasn't been functioning at its full capacity, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't been podcasting. Just my ability to think and the energy involved to use my brain has been pretty dormant the past few weeks. So anyway, with that said, that caveat, prepare for whatever this episode is going to. I wanted to record something in order to get something out, to let people know what's going on with me. Obviously, also to let people know that I'm going to be doing this, at least this show, Raise Days. I will be continuing on a weekly basis. As far as the other podcasts, which I guess I'll just jump into that right now. This is part of the unorganized part. I will be coming back doing movie reviews, TV show reviews, top fives. I love doing those shows. I have notes. Like, I, at the beginning of this week, I was pretty, I felt kind of normal at the beginning of this week. And this was like my first week kind of back doing my normal schedule, doing the normal, kind of getting back into my normal routine of doing things. And I was preparing to do all of the episodes today. And then midway through the week, my mental health changed, and I was like, I really don't want to do any of that stuff yet. I'm not ready to do that, but I will record an episode of Raised Days. But I will be coming back with top five. I will be coming back with movie reviews. I enjoy doing those things. I have, like, I literally have 3 weeks of reviews and top fives already done and prepared. So part of it was I just did not feel like doing the actual prep of prepping the scripts for all those episodes. And then also knowing how, like, I can record, I've done 10 episodes in a day before. And, you know, when I just very recently, I was at the height of my productivity, doing, you know, art shows and producing tons of episodes and just figuring everything out. So I know what my peak is. I know what I'm capable of doing. So when my energy and motivation comes back, I'll be in a good place because I'll be weeks ahead of things. And that's kind of a nice place to be, considering I was kind of just constantly just barely getting things done. So I will be coming back with those shows. I don't know how soon. Hopefully sooner than later. I'm also going to be recording a little short update, a very short version of all this nonsense, to post on the other podcast feeds. So if you are subscribed to the movie and TV show reviews, if you're subscribed to Top 5, Swipe Up, I have no plans of bringing that back anytime soon. I mean, the last thing I want to do is put effort into something that only brings me hate. So Swipe Up is still on hiatus for now. No plans on doing any episode recaps because, I mean, there's, aside from the fact that there's writer strikes and actor strikes and all the shows that I'm currently waiting to come back, probably won't be coming back anytime soon because of these strikes. And I have no plans on doing, I've definitely thought of doing shows as recaps, thought of doing The Bear, and other shows. So that stuff will come back eventually. So everything will kind of get back to normal eventually. But right now, I'm still kind of dealing with everything. And I'm getting the feeling that all of this stuff is going to take a while. It's going to be a rough year for me. I can already tell. And it's, you know, so it started off, I mean, it's financially, I'm not doing great. I've been talking about this, been trying to do every little thing to try and make money in order to just pay my bills and survive doing the UGC stuff. But everything is like drying up, and it's like including my savings account, and it's financially things aren't going very well for me. So if you want to change that, please consider purchasing some of my artwork. I'm doing that, back to doing that way. I think I took 1 week off from painting, but that's something that like is therapeutic for me to paint, and so that's not going to stop aside from 1 week where I just did not want to do anything, including like posting social media stuff. So if you want to help support me in any way, you can purchase my artwork. You can sign up for Inspired Disorder Plus, $5 a month. You get a bunch of extra stuff. You can see all the old podcasts that I've done. It discounts on my artwork. You know, it's kind of like, just imagine me homeless, sitting on the side of a street with a little cup begging for money so I can buy groceries. And then every month you walk by me and you throw $5 in the cup. That's what it's like, if you want to think of it that way. Because that could easily be my reality. Easily be my reality. So financially, things aren't going well. My dog is getting old, and I don't know how much longer she has. And then also, I get this email from somebody that's in my mom's book club, who I don't know. I don't know my mom's life. I know so little. Like, this has made me realize how little I know about who this woman was. That was my mom. I don't know her life. I know, like, she was a cheerleader in high school. She was a foreign exchange, friends with, like, France. She had a friend in France that, you know, this foreign exchange student thing or whatever. She was an artist at one point in her life. She liked drinking vodka tonic, listening to music way too loud when her son's trying to go to sleep to go to school the next day. Sound of Music, I think, one of her favorite movies. That's about all I know. Don't really know a whole lot aside from that. But I get this email from some, you know, she has a life, lived in Colorado for since, I don't know, she moved there shortly after I left the house. You know, I think she, after I moved to San Diego, I think she moved to Colorado, somewhere around there. So she has a whole life. I don't know any of her friends. I don't know if she had friends. I hope she had a good life. Don't get me wrong. We weren't close, but I hope she had a good life, fulfilling life. I hope she had friends that, but I don't know the version of reality that she chose to share with people. No idea. But I get this email from somebody in her book club, and it's like, we're trying to contact her next of kin because she's not able to. It's like very like talking around, but definitely seems like either she's really sick or she's no longer with us. And right when I read that email, like it was this wash of like, I knew, like I was in the sunken place, right? From Get Out. That kind of feeling where it's just like numbness. The majority of sensory inputs were shut down. And I was just kind of numb. And until a few days later, and then I get an email from the coroner where I pretty much knew. And then after, like, I got that at the end of the week. So at next week, called, found out, and like the situation was, I guess, best case scenario. Died in her sleep. She didn't get super old to where she's like in a nursing home, slowly disintegrating. I guess she had a heart issue, which I think is common in our family. I don't know. I've never been to a doctor. Like, you know, I don't know these. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows how long I've got? So it's like best case scenario for you to go out, I would assume, right? So at least that's good. That's good to know. But because I'm the only one, and I'm not close with, I don't have any brothers or sisters. Her extended family, my aunts and uncles and all those people, they all had a falling out, and I haven't seen them since after my grandpa, her dad, died. So I've been pretty comfortably by myself for most of my life. And now I find out this news, I'm pretty you know, numb, so overwhelmed, not knowing what, how to take care of any of this stuff. So I live in California. She was in Colorado. I don't have money. I don't know how I'm going to be paying rent pretty soon. I'm living on like $20 a week on groceries. Right, I'm literally living the poorest I've ever lived in my entire life, just trying to survive, hoping that the things that I'm trying to do, the many different things I'm trying to do, will start coming back since so many things have dried up. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about, attention all Ray Taylor Show fans! We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. So with so much stuff, responsibilities that are now on me with nobody. I don't have siblings to help with this stuff. I didn't know I was so, like, the most overwhelmed. And I'm used to dealing with complex things. I'm used to, takes me a moment to wrap my head around things, to kind of understand kind of a path, the steps that I need to take. But, like, it is so ambiguous, the immensity of everything that I was now my responsibility. And not being, having, like, if I had a ton of money, then it would be way easier. I could just put everything on hold and take my time to figure it all out and do everything. I don't have that luxury. And my friend that allows me to live here for, like, little to nothing offered to help. But it's like, I don't want to spend thousands of dollars of somebody else's money to, like, it's just, like, it was a nice gesture. But, like, aside from that, I don't, like, it was so much, and my brain was functioning at, like, a fraction. But thankfully, I talked to, like, there are systems in place for people that don't have the means. So, thankfully, there's a person, part of the state, Colorado, that is their job to take care of these things and to handle everything. And it takes a year for it to all happen. So it's just, okay. So, like, when I found out the information and understood that what my options were, it was such a weight lifted off. Because there was this massive boulder on top of me. And I had no idea how I was going to deal with this, you know? No idea. And, like, so thankfully, was able to pass that on to somebody else. And there's still stuff that I need to handle. Very few things. But at least it's manageable for me, mentally. But now, so because of all of that, like, I found out, you know, and then I found out, and then I, you know, at first, despite feeling numb, I felt, you know, because I kind of, I had made peace with a lot of, with my relationship with my mom. And even though we weren't close, I didn't hate her. I didn't wish her ill. I hope she had, was forming good friendships and connections. I hope she had a good life. I hope. I don't know what that life was, but I hope it was good. So part of it, like, it was almost kind of a relief in some way for me. I don't know. I don't know if that's selfish, but it's like, I thinking of, because that was one thing that was on my mind as I got older, as she got older, that, like, what happens if she needs to be put into a home or whatever? Because I can barely, I'm like trying to figure out how I'm going to buy groceries. And no idea how any of that would be attainable. So it's like, and also just knowing how rough it can be for people to, like, and I know how her mom went out. It wasn't very great, you know, dementia and all this, Alzheimer's. So it's like, you know, cut short, she definitely could have had a lot longer. But I mean, out of all the things, I don't know, I'm just, I guess in some ways trying to, in my mind, was trying to find the silver lining, which is something I just kind of a survival things, like bad things have happened to me, like, so regularly in my life. It's like, well, what are the positives? this could definitely have gone a lot worse. So, I don't know. So anyway, because of all that, because of my brain function, because of just being overwhelmed, I had to put everything. I thought I was going to be able to just keep chugging along. But I wasn't. And so now I'm slowly kind of coming back. I mean, I just don't have, I can't take any more time off. I have to, with my art, I have to keep my consistency going to make sure I don't kind of fall off and lose. Because I've building momentum with my art and kind of preparing to do these larger pieces, which one will be in this group show. And I haven't done large pieces. Like 9x12 was the largest painting I've done. Done a lot of them in a while. I've done larger stuff, but it's years ago. So going back, doing larger stuff, which I've done three so far, I want to try and do, I think I have like 24 sheets of paper that I would like to fill and paint and choose one of those to be in this group show. And if I just took time off, I wouldn't be able to do that, and the quality wouldn't be where I want it to, like, this is all I have left now. All I have left, all I have in this world is my work. Art number one, podcasting number two. And that's it. I don't know what, there's nothing else for me to, there's no other reason for me to be here. I don't have a family aside from like extended family, which exists, but I'm not close with them. I don't have children. I don't have, you know, I have a dog that's also not going to be around much longer. And I have friends, sure, but my friends have families, right? This is all that I have in my life right now. So I can't. I mean, if I stop doing that, then there's really nothing for me. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now. I am going to be doing these weekly things. I'm hoping next week that I will be able to start recording the other shows, movie reviews. I have a review. I have 3 weeks of stuff already ready. I just need to refine the scripts and record it, produce them. Review of The Bear season 2. A bunch of movie Creed 2 and 3. Finish off that franchise. I have top fives for Mia Goth. The Rocky versus Creed top five. Also Superman. I'm in the middle of watching the Superman movies. And a bunch of like other movie reviews that I've gotten. It's like I've got stuff pretty much. I've done, watched them, taken notes on it. I just need to do the rest of the prep. So I'm hoping next week. And it's like, I know how my mental health also fluctuates, right? Talked about bipolar ebbs and flows. I just got out of a month or two long depression. Thankfully, when this happened, I wasn't in that mode. But I feel like it swung me back into that. I really do kind of just feel depressed. Just want to sleep. Don't really have energy to do anything other than just the stuff for my art. Posting social for my art. Doing this will be an easy addition. So I'm going to see how it feels just producing this show. So I'm hoping next week I'll get back to doing the movie reviews and stuff like that. But who knows? I will at least be doing this show. And if not, I mean, because I do have this art event coming up, maybe it will be late August. The art event is in the end of August. I need to get my piece submitted by mid-August. So, yeah. It's, and I have a couple UGC things which I've been putting off like crazy. Like, I really don't want to do it, but it's money, so I gotta do it. I've turned down some UGC stuff because I just did not feel like it at all. And yeah, it's a crazy place. Like, it's like everything feels like it's falling apart. Everything in my life feels like it's falling apart. And I don't know what I would have done if the option for me to allow the state to handle things. There's no way. I don't even have a driver's license right now. And I'm thinking about like the logistics. It's like, okay, my friend buys me a plane ticket out to Colorado, which means I fly into Denver. How am I going to get from Denver to Colorado Springs? Once I get to Colorado Springs, how am I going to get around? I assume my mom had a car, so where do I get the keys for that? How do I do anything? And then once I do, I gotta sell everything. I don't know. Like, it was so much, and like, I know I've done a lot of these things in different, like, I've sold my condo in San Diego. I know what that process is like. Having to clean up a place, contact a real estate agent, get it on the market, get all that stuff taken care of, constantly be on the phone with them. I know what it's like selling cars, like dealing with banks and all this other, like, and they're all the most headache inducing things. And then at the same time, it's like, I'm spending somebody else's money doing this stuff. So it's like, I'm not somebody that borrows money from people. I pay, like, if I ever do, like, during the pandemic, everything was falling apart during the pandemic. Like, literally, all of my equipment was falling apart during the pandemic. I had zero income, no stimulus check or unemployment yet. Didn't know if I was even going to get it. My phone broke down. My camera broke down. Like, everything was falling apart. And it's so similar to this. So, I don't know. And now, right? Now, I'm getting contacted by other people. Other people that knew my mom. And by the way, it is surprising how absent people, the notion of somebody saying, "I'm sorry for your loss," is in all of these people that are coming out of the woodwork. There's no "sorry for your loss, let me know if there's something I can help with." There's none of that. And I, like, which is why I don't know what version of reality they know. But just like some common humanity, some common decency for somebody who just lost their mom, and I would assume know that I'm an only child. She's the only parent I've known, and maybe we weren't close, but like, you would think there'd be some basic manners involved when reaching out to somebody, instead of like the manner at which I am receiving these emails. And I haven't replied to them. By the time this episode comes out, I will have. But it's like, because like, I read these things, I'm already feeling like shit. Like, everything in my life is falling apart, slowly crumbling apart in slow motion. Aside from the fact my mom died. Aside from that, I'm overwhelmed. I'm depressed. And then I'm getting these emails from people who don't seem to really care about human decency, demanding to know information. So I wanted to calm down. If this was a few years ago, I would have flame thrown all of these people. They would have seen a level of hate that very few people have ever seen from me. I wanted to so bad. But I was like, I'm going to not respond to this. And I'm just going to calm down. I'm going to wait through the weekend before I reply to these people. But if this happened a few years ago, they would have been torched, these fucking people. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Let's see, what else? Is there anything else? Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. I don't know. I've been sleeping good, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't sleeping good, and then now all I want to do is sleep. I don't really sleep. I'm like functionally depressed right now. I'm just like on autopilot, really, which I've kind of felt like I was. I mean, there was a week where I just literally just didn't do anything. And then I kind of that initial, and then as things kind of as I was able to wrap my head around things and understand kind of what's going to happen. And it's still, it's like, even though like a lot of the stuff is out of my hands now, like it's still something that I know I'm going to have to deal with for, like, this is just this new thing that is going to be part of my life for another year, I imagine. And while dealing with that, I am still trying to tread water, trying not to drown, just in normal survival, just regular survival in this country in 2023, trying to make enough money to buy rice and beans to feed myself for the majority of my meals. Right? Trying to just get basic food necessities so I can just survive another day. And then hopefully maybe have enough for rent would be nice. But it's like, it's just tiring. It is very tiring. And that's why I'm taking a break from doing the other podcasts. Like, I've really considered, like, just stopping doing those. But I really like doing it, right? It depends on how I look at things, right? If I look at things from, like, the amount of time and energy I put into a thing versus how much I get out of it, like, if I look at it from a monetary standpoint, like, there's a, I mean, I don't, there's like the potential monetary versus the reality of what's I'm currently making from doing these different things. And it's like, I don't know. It's, I can justify not doing that anymore, focusing just on my artwork and just figuring out different ways in which I could potentially sell my artwork, maybe do other products. I don't know. Like, what would be the reality if I just put all of my energy into that? And just stopped doing this podcast, which I would probably still do this. Raise Days, super easy to do. It's the easiest. Like, I didn't even have to prep today. I could just, I literally wouldn't need to prep for this show. I could just sit down and talk, and it may not be organized, maybe tangential, maybe scatterbrained, but I could do, that's easy, nothing. There, I don't have to watch a movie, don't have to take notes, don't have to formulate, trying, how am I going to talk about this thing? So doing this is, that's why I'm doing this, also to update people. But yeah, I don't know, I think I'm done. Let me go through my notes real quick. So we'll see what's going to happen. We'll see what's going to happen with the show, but I do like doing it. Like, I like watching movies and stuff, and I like being able to talk about them and share my thoughts on them and share, you know, recommend movies and all that. Like, so I enjoy doing that. So I'll most likely go back to doing that. Yes, I ordered the, started painting the, which painting the larger paintings. One, hurts, physically hurts to paint these 18 by 24 paintings. Because I'm standing up, they take longer. They take half hour to do one, where my other paintings take 10 to 20 minutes. So these take a lot longer because they're four times the size as the 9 by 12s that I normally do. And I'm standing up and bending over the desk that I normally am sitting at. So my back hurts. My knees have been so messed up this week since I did that. Just a lot of pain. Takes a lot longer, and I'm in a lot of pain when I do it. So I only did three. I did like a batch of three. And then, which will come out, I think, next week, actually. And then I'm going to, I think I'm just going to do a bunch of them. I don't know. It's going to be like my regular live painting schedule Thursday at 4:20. I'm going to be doing more than that because I'm probably going to have to do multiple smaller batches. Like, I did three paintings and it took me like 2 hours, which is usually what it takes me to do seven. So, and I had to stop because I was in too much pain. So I want to do another group of four at least. But I would like to, like, I just want to get them done so that I can choose which one I want to add to submit to this art show that's coming up. And then, so I don't have to think about it. Find a frame, spend more money that I don't have to spend on trying to get a frame that works well with it. And then hopefully it sells, and that will be, it will help me survive for a couple more months. But anyway, UGC stuff really drying up. I'm getting things here and there, but it's like, I don't really have the energy to do that, even though it's like the only, one of the only few sources of income I have. But like, think of like recording a product review. So we'll see what happens with that. I was sleeping horribly. And then everything happened, and now I'm I'm sleeping pretty good. But also just I'm mentally asleep a lot of the time anyway. Yeah. And I was like feeling my mental health, as I've been bringing up on the show, I was feeling pretty leveled out, right? Like if people have been subscribed and been listening, depressed for like 2 months and then kind of came out of it, was feeling normal again. And then all of this happened. And then it's like, it's been tough. Like I've been aware of the fact that even though I feel okay, I think it's mostly because I'm numb, and just seeing my motivation to do things. I'm pretty sure I'm back to depressed, if I had to guess. I think I may have been like manic a little bit, that maybe balanced it. I don't know. It's been crazy, I would say. But this week I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for everybody that took the time to watch this long episode, this long meandering update on what's going on with my life. I'm thankful for anybody that, approaches me with respect and politeness. It's one thing if like it's a strange, like a troll online, some anonymous burner account. Like I expect those people to spew hate or to at least show a lack of respect. But like in a situation like this, to be getting emails where it's like no condolences whatsoever, that probably hurts more than anything. That contributed to my decline in mental health, because on top of everything, now it's like other people who know the situation are not showing any kind of respect or remorse or like just common decency, which is a bummer. It's a bummer, and I'll just be happy when it's all over. I'll be happy. Like it feels like this is just part of what this year has to offer. And I just hope I survive to 2024 at this point. Will I survive 2023? Which I will. Don't get worried. But anyway, upcoming events. The only event I have scheduled is in August 26th from 5 to 9 p.m., there is a group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. It is their yearly summer group art show. I am participating. It's on Saturday, August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's me and, I don't know, probably like 20 other artists. There's a lot of artists, each of us submitting a single painting. And mine will be a large 18 by 24 with a nice frame and all of that. A lot of other great artists are there, so I encourage anybody in the Valley to stop by. August, worst month, is the worst, the hottest month. So if you are in the area and want to drive out, whatever you want to do, come out. I will be there. And then I think other events, live events, will be starting up in September, I believe, which I hope to be participating in as well. And you can find all the information for all of my upcoming live and local events over at inspireddisorder.com/events. Get the times, the details, the addresses, all of that stuff for anything that I'm doing. Check that out there. And as always, I am thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you and share my thoughts on this podcast, and for the chance to share my journey as well. Please join the conversation. Leave a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Hit me up on social media. Oh, that's another thing I've done. Deleted my Twitter accounts. Joined Threads. It's just Ray Taylor on Threads. So I post there. You can hit me up there. You can hit me up on Instagram at Ray Taylor, at Ray Taylor Show, on TikTok at Ray Taylor Show. You can check out my artwork as well. Please consider purchasing some of my artwork to help me survive. And I sell a bunch of other stuff on my website, inspireddisorder.com. But I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I'll see you next week, next Saturday, for an all-new episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.